Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Every sport has their unsung heroes, maybe none more than horse racing, who has so many people that work behind the scenes and never get the credit they deserve. Well, that changes with this week's edition of Unsung Heroes, presented by Woodbine Entertainment. And I welcome Jerry Dixon, who is the groom for Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike. And I'll tell you what, if you're the groom for a Kentucky Derby winner, 80-1 or 8-1, it doesn't matter. You deserve to be recognized as an unsung hero. And Jerry is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jerry, congratulations on all the success, my friend.
Oh, my God, guys, thanks. I greatly appreciate what you guys are doing. This is amazing. The feeling that I have right now, I can't explain it. Words, there's nothing in the world that will ever change or deter this feeling that I have and the love that I have for that horse. Oh, my gosh. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Take me back to last Saturday afternoon. Put me there with you. What was that moment like?
Honestly, sir, there was so much going on around us. It was hard for me at first to stay calm. I was real nervous because they were having like a mini concert at Churchill. Like the music was loud. There's a million people. But through it all, I was glad and impressed how my horse handled itself, honestly.
Tell me about watching the race. A lot of people didn't see Rich Strike coming until he crossed the finish line. He just exploded. What was it like for you? Where did you watch the race? Walk me through it.
Okay, so we're coming out, you know, we were number 21, so we came out the tunnel last. So we weren't able to get back in, so they left us on the rail on the racetrack.
Yeah.
So when Rich Strike made his move, I was actually right there, jumping up and down, screaming, losing my mind, hugging and congratulating everybody that was around me, everybody that was with the team. Man, when I close my eyes, it feels like I'm still there. It's a wonderful feeling, honestly.
How long have you and Richie been together, Jerry?
Me and Richie have been together since about a month and a half leading up to the Derby.
I've had grooms tell me that they have this relationship with their horses that almost become like a relationship they have with other people. Is it similar with you and Richie?
Yes, sir. Honestly, it's like the best way I can explain it. Before we went to the paddock, while we were in the barn, you know, he was getting a little antsy. And I had to go in the stall with him. I was talking to him the whole time. I'm putting my hands on him. I'm letting you know he's all right. And I said a quick prayer before we left and took our journey to the paddock, which was an amazing journey, by the way. It was amazing. Like life-changing to actually be in the Derby was a wonderful feeling. I was a spectator once before, and it's nothing like, it's totally different. It's night and day. But I was a little uneased at first because, you know, it's the first time you're ever going to be in a big race like this. You're not sure how your horse is going to handle the crowd, the noise, all the people. So I think it's only right that some people get nervous. So, but after I said the prayer, I took a deep breath, and the horse took a deep breath with me. So it was the chemistry that we have.
And you said you've been together about a month and a half. How did you
first
start working with Rich Strike?
Well, if I'm going to tell you that, we have to go back to the winter meet at Turfway.
Okay.
It was one morning, they brought him up. He he was going to go to fairgrounds and run a race. I've never seen the horse before. I was kind of shocked at how muscular and how toned he was. So I go in the stall with him, getting the tack on him, getting him ready to go train. And I watched the way he worked over the synthetic. It was a really good work. But when I seen him finally get to be on the dirt surface, a totally different animal. Totally different. Like the way he travels over it, the way he would bow his neck. I just wish we had 10 horses like Rich Strike.
Yeah.
He's gutsy. He has a lot of grit.
Yeah. So you start working with him a month and a half ago, and your job now as his groom, Jerry, for people that don't understand your role and what you do as part of that team, take me through your list of duties, if you will, in being part of that team with Rich Strike.
Well, normally a groom would have to clean stalls, roll bandages, put bandages on, give the horse a bath, make sure the legs are okay, make sure the feet are okay. Make them look good, make sure they feel good, make sure they're not hurt in any place. Because horses can talk to you if you pay attention. You just have to know your horse and know how they stand and be able to decipher if there's something wrong or...
Does Rich Strike talk to you?
Yes, sir.
How so?
I can tell when he's getting upset. I can tell when he's calm, cool, and collected. Just by his demeanor, the way he stands in the stall, the way he reacts to when there's people around. You just have to pay attention to the small things with horses. Like, they can't verbally tell you. You just have to pay attention to how they're standing on their legs in the stall, make sure they're standing upright.
It's a wonderful relationship between a groom and a horse. And when a guy like Jerry Dixon, who is the groom for Rich Strike, partners with a Kentucky Derby winner, it's just magical. You heard him talk about that as we started this conversation here during this Unsung Heroes segment. Jerry, Eric Reed, the trainer of Rich Strike, said that he told you to take a few days off after the Kentucky Derby, get some rest, be away from it for a little bit. He said you couldn't do it.
I couldn't, honestly. I couldn't. Yeah, him and his wife were like, yeah, dear, take a couple of days off, you know, relax, get you some rest. I couldn't sleep. Like, today, I've been getting, like, a couple hours, maybe 2-3 hours of sleep a night. It's like my adrenaline's still rushing. It's still pumping. Like we're still going to go race after. It's a different feeling.
How many times have you watched the replay of the Kentucky Derby?
Every night before I go to bed, I've been crying, like, tears of joy. I'm going to say this. If any person or anybody's in the horse business and they don't get excited about being a participant in that race, then I don't understand, like, what they are doing in business. Honestly, that's like the Super Bowl for horse racing.
When I asked Eric Reed if he had somebody on his team he thought deserved to be an unsung hero, he didn't hesitate. He said Jerry Dixon. Why do you think he looks at you as an unsung hero as part of that whole team?
Honestly, sir, I look at Eric Reed as the unsung hero. He could have chose anyone in the barn, anyone that worked for him, and he chose me. Honestly, like, I'm forever grateful. There's so many wonderful things that he's done for me just by letting me work with Rich Strife to be in the Kentucky Derby. And I'm actually happy that we went down, and I'm going to call it practice. We were practicing. We were training this horse as if he was going to get in. Thank God he got in. But when we heard the news that he wasn't in, it broke all of our hearts. We all like, the morale in the barn went down, but then, like, 5 or 10 minutes later, he got a phone call saying that we're in. Everybody in the barn lost it. I mean, there were tears. Everybody was crying. Like, we're all close.
Jerry, tell me one thing about Rich
Yes, sir.
Strike that only you would know.
Rich Strike loves to be groomed, honestly. He loves a brush, being on his body. He loves getting baths. He loves it so much that he relaxes. Like, you can tell, like, his lip quivers. Man.
Like a dog being scratched.
Yes, Honestly.
They'll shake their leg. Yeah. I love it. Jerry Dixon is the groom for Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike. He is this week's unsung hero. Jerry, tell me a little bit more about you. How did you first get involved with working with horses?
My uncle and my grandfather, they were always around horses. My dad, he was working with horses also. My grandfather was the gambling man of the family. So if we didn't have anything to do, we would come out to the racetrack and bet on the horses. And ever since I was a kid, I'm like, grandfather, can I come out here with you? And once I got old enough, my dad gave me the chance to try to learn this trade. And I'm forever grateful for him to get me the job of my dreams, honestly. There's nothing else in the world that I would ever want to do. Or working with horses is therapeutic. Working with a horse like Rich Strike is an honor and a privilege. And the attitude of that horse, man, it's like, how can I put it? You know, most horses would have gave up on themselves in that type of position. This horse dug in. He wanted more after the race. He wanted more. He wasn't done. He still wanted to run. And oh man, yeah. Honestly, if I had like 10 Rich Strikes, man, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the only one. I think Eric would be wondering on earth he has to do too with 10 Rich Strikes. One Derby winner right now is plenty. We'll tackle the next one next year.
Oh no! I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that to have that caliber of horse.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a horse that wins the Kentucky Derby again. One's plenty for me, honestly. It changed everything. But just to have another horse like that, man.
Well, Jerry, it's a special thing for you and for the entire team over there with the Eric Reed Barn. And I know you are an integral part of making Rich Strike the Kentucky Derby winner. And you are a deserved unsung hero, my friend. So thank you for being with me here on this segment this week. And all the best moving forward. Keep it rolling.
Yes, sir. I honestly want to thank the whole team for putting their belief in me and the horse. And I want to thank the horse for believing and me and itself, honestly.
There he is, Jerry Dixon, the groom of Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike. He can say that for the rest of his life. And Jerry, appreciate the visit, my friend.
Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful day.
All right. And this segment, of course, brought to you by our friends at Woodbine Entertainment. I'll be back with more right after this word from Woodbine.
Watch and wager on world-class racing from Woodbine Racetrack every Saturday and Sunday with post times at 1:10 p.m. Eastern. Starting May 6th, racing shifts to Thursday through Sunday with the return of Friday Twilight programs as we lead up to the prestigious Queen's Plate on August 21st. With racing now through December 11th and plenty of weekend stakes action, you are not going to want to miss out on the action at Woodbine. For more information on racing and handicapping, visit woodbine.com. That's woodbine.com.
Our sport is filled with people like Jerry Dixon. If you know somebody you feel deserves to be an unsung hero, please send me their information, mike@horseracingradio.net, or you can send it to us on our social media page, @HRRN on Twitter, Horse Racing Radio Network on Facebook, and I'll do my best to recognize them in the segments coming up over the next several weeks and several months. I'm back to get you ready for hour number two. This is the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network.